friends for a lot of, for a long time, like at least 10 years. So we've written songs before.
Uh-huh.
Even he has recorded songs that we have written before. And then he was, planning on starting his new album, starting writing things for his new album. So I went to his house around 2 p.m. in the afternoon. We started chatting a bit, updating our life.
Uh-huh.
We haven't seen each other for a long time. And then he tells me, Erica, I'm having this idea, says this morning, and he sings to me the first line of the chorus. Despacito, right?
Uh-huh,
and
uh-huh.
He goes like, I want to say something like, vamos a hacerlo en una playa en Puerto Rico. That's what he brought to the table. That was the idea that he had.
Okay.
And I loved it. And immediately, when he tells me, vamos a hacerlo en una playa en Puerto Rico, I answered, hasta que la sola grite, ay bendito. And I started laughing because I loved what he did. And then we started from scratch, I mean, from the top, working on the melody and the concept, which was very important for me to, in order to give it a sense, and try to fit that idea in what's happening nowadays with the urban fusion world, pop world.
Right.
We were trying to make something that would be easy for him. Not easy for him, but that would be part of his versatility.
Okay.
And at the same time, that could get him out of his comfort zone, right? So then we decided that we were going to do a very sensual song, but classy at the same time. I'm very careful with lyrics,
uh-huh.
especially when it has to do with women, I'm sorry, because this kind of genre tends to be a little, aggressive with women. And
okay.
We're not an object. I think that women are a piece of art. So
sure,
I was really taking care of that part.
Uh-huh.
And, trying to explain how a woman, seduced. And it's despacito. It's slowly.
Right, right. Now, did you and Luis kind of both write equally, the lyrics and the melody?
Yeah, well, we started building the melody together.
Uh-huh.
I wrote more of the lyric because, I mean, he always says that too. He's not like very much into lyrics,
uh-huh.
but he gives great ideas. And of course, we did. Both of us wrote it. But if I have to split it, I would say that we built the song together towards the melody.
Right.
A part of what he brought to the table, and about the concept we were agreeing, and I could say that I, penned it a little more about the lyrics.
Okay, great. Now, by the end of that day, or when you finished the writing session with Luis, did you both feel you'd written a very special song?
Yeah, I mean, when we were writing it, I did a Facebook Live. And we were talking to the fans right away. That's
uh-huh.
on YouTube and on my Facebook as well. And we were so happy with the song. But we didn't feel like it was very different from what we've done before.
Uh-huh.
But we had the feeling that we had a hit in our hands. And we were enjoying it so much. It was so organic and so, it has such a beautiful energy of two friends making a song. Like two kids playing, but
okay.
two kids that know what to do because we're professionals on this. But, connecting with the essence of the song, connecting with the idea of getting him out of the comfort zone, but at the same time having a message that has poetry, that is classy. I have no taboos at all with sex because we're all here because our parents had sex. But I do believe that the way you explain things, the way you communicate, it makes the whole difference. And this is a song that is very sensual, but it's very poetic at the same time. So it never crosses the line to be vulgar in any way.